helpful and help us to get to another stage in our lives in understanding ourselves, mm-hmm. understanding nature, and just the energy around us, mm-hmm. the negative energy, the positive energy, and just the way that we all operate as living beings on this planet and in the universe. Mm-hmm. It's such a blessing to be able to come on and share some of our experiences with the listener out there, and just knowing that we can be a benefit and help them in their stages of whatever crisis they're going through, or yeah. just being a boost of positivity in their lives. I know there's many podcasts that I do listen to too, and they do have beneficial parts in my brain to help me develop myself and remind me of the certain changes that I need to go through to develop myself into a better human being, somebody that can understand other people as well as myself, and share that with other people. So I really appreciate you coming on to our show and sharing your input and your experiences and what you see and what you've done, and just giving us that extra boost of positivity that we're all looking forward to.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure.
Yeah, so I guess we're going to have to carry on with our program.
Okay.
So we'll be right back.
Ducks Unlimited Canada works with landowners and other conservation-minded partners to improve outcomes for communities and wildlife. Supporting vital ecosystems which contribute to water quality and quantity, soil health, support agriculture and economy, mitigate severe weather events, and provide opportunities for recreational access to nature. Together, we are unlimited. Learn more about programs and partnerships at ducks.ca.
All right, we're back. And coming up next, we're going to be talking with Shkwait Shakhlach. He's my brother from Gwaishkana. And we're going to play his song of the week, though. It's from Nelly Furnado. And it's her song, Say It Right. And this is a remix from Noise Basses. So have a listen. Enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back.
You either stand or you fall. When you win,
with some deep bass. That was Nelly Furnado, Say It Right, and Noise Bass Remix. And that was the pick of the week of Shkwait Shakhlakh. For people out there that don't know him, he's my brother from Guayshkana. And he's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, stage 4. The big forest fires of a few years ago and the big flood of a few years ago. And just an extreme survivalist and a big inspiration for myself and many other people out there that know his story and how he survived all that. And it's always an honor and a blessing to have him to come on to our program and share with us. And welcome to the program, Shkwait. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing as well as can be. Just trying to stay a little bit cool.
Yeah, that was a pretty awesome song you picked. A lot of bass and air. Like, had me moving all around. Especially this morning when I was listening to it. So, we have a subject today, and it's on nature. And we'd love to hear your words on that.
When I think of...
Oh, you're cutting out.
Indians out there, but... as well, you know, the nature of us humans.
Mm.
Well, all creatures have a nature, and you know, we show, we give a little bit of an inkling to those around us of our nature by the way we behave. You know, and you know, that's you know, we could be selfish or helpful or optimistic or pessimistic. You know, that's all our nature, and a telltale sign of how to kind of get an idea of the nature of those we come into contact and all that is it's who they associate with, you know. Birds of a feather flock together.
Mm.
You know, we don't see the Pope running around with Idi Amin or, you know, Fidel Castro. You know, type people. You know, they may have crossed paths, but you know, they don't sit there having tea every day. You know, like that's the way, you know, the game life is, religious life is. It's just, we can tell, you know. We don't walk into a church and point fingers, oh, there's a gangster, oh, there's a dictator. We could, but you know, we're just making allegations then. But we just have to observe others and you know, try not to hide our own nature, because you know, they like to say humans are inherently good. I don't know, that's kind of a tough one for me to swallow, because we're really selfish beings. You know, right at birth, you know, the doctor gives us a good swat on the bottom to get us breathing. First thing we're doing is crying, where's my milk? Feed me, woman. You know, so you know, that's a hard pill for me to swallow, that we're inherently good, because selfishness isn't very good. Could be selfish, you know, wanting to live. You know, we don't go and, well, we could go rock climbing without a rope. You know, that just shows you're selfishly thinking you're the greatest. And, you know, it shows.
Yeah.
We hear of all these people that are out to please themselves, jeopardizing those around them because of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we have to practice being optimistic, less selfish, more helpful to those around us. You know, and like I say, just a smile or a hello as you meet people here and there. To start, you know, because I've seen and heard it said that our nature can't be changed. You know, we can work on it. It's, you know, like in the scriptures, it says the bad deeds of the father are passed down for 7 generations before it can be taken out of the nature of the family line. So, you know, that's a long time. Yeah, so, you know, so that means we can work on ourselves to better our offspring. You know, give them a better chance and try raise them so they, you know, we can work on being good natured. That's what I think of nature. Well, you know, there's also our surroundings, the mountains, the rivers, the lakes, the ocean. Yeah.
Very beautiful, wonderful words. And it's always so interesting and fascinating just to see what helped you survive the, you know, all the traumas that you went through, and just being able to, you know, come out of a 12-day coma and relearn everything, learn how to walk, learn how to talk, learn how to eat, learn how to do everything that you did before you went down. For people out there that don't know Guillain-Barré syndrome, it's like a neurological reset button where you just lose all the all the control of all your nerves through your whole body. And I watched my brother squished, and he got down to where he could only move one eye. And that was our communication. He would blink once for yes and blink twice for no. And, you know, that's pretty scary. It's
wow.
A pretty scary thing to watch and observe. And yet through nature, through medicine, teachings, he was able to survive and come through that. And it really inspired me and many other people. Like, man, if he could go through that, and then as well, right after that, he had to get strong enough to go on chemotherapy.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is all like 5 years ago. And just a living testament of the power of nature, wisdom, strength, courage. It's just an amazing thing to see and be witness, and to have someone like yourself to come on and share with us and continuously help us with bringing upbeat music and words of wisdom, positivity. It's just amazing. So we really thank you for joining us and sharing your words and sharing what's inside you and what made you tick and what makes you tick.
I appreciate being hopefully a helpful and guiding light to my fellow human beings.
Mm. Mm. Yes, you sure are, and we're already looking forward to hearing from you again next week, and we just wish you and wish you and hope you have a blessed week and weekend, and just continue on.
Yeah, I thank you guys there at the station, you guys on the mic and the guys in the background and the listeners here and abroad. I thank you all for your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. And I send it all back to you a thousandfold.
Mm. Wow. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And a big shout out to our father who's recovering in the house up there. And a big shout out to all the nurses and care aides that are helping out with the family and with my father. And just a lot of blessings to all of them. So we're going to have to say bye for now and talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother Squite Shachlach from Gwaishkana, BC, and we'll be right back.
With 1.5 million Canadians identifying as blind or having low vision, what will the future look like as we move to a world where using our eyes for screen time is at an all-time high? The BC Yukon Division of the Canadian Council of the Blind, or CCB, is a group run by the blind for the blind, where sports and recreation, technology training, and peer support are just a few of what they offer. To find out more, visit ccbbcyukon.com.
All right, we're back. And that was Squite Shachlach from Gwaishkana, BC. And just always an honor and blessing to get him on. So we're going to play another song, and this one's going to... we're going to give a big shout out to Lady Fima for all her hard work. And she's been down with kind of a flu cold. So she's not able to speak as well as she wants and can. Mm-hmm. But so we're going to send her a song. And this one's from Slamosa, one of my favorite songs out of Norway. And this is In My Mind's Desert. So let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back.
No matter islands in no man's
Man, that's awesome, eh?
Mm-hmm.
That was Slamosa and their song In My Mind's Desert. And we played that for Lady Fahima. She's just recovering from her flu, cold, I guess, whatever is going around these days.
Right.
I know I was down for a few days, too. I was fully exhausted, and you can still kind of hear it in my voice a bit, and it did affect my speech patterns and all that kind of stuff,
wow,
too. But, yeah, and a lot of people probably out there, too, suffering from that. We wish everybody well. Hope
right.
Everybody gets better, and so, yeah, big shout out to Lady Fahima. Hopefully she gets a full recovery soon and gets back to the show.
Yeah,
so
that'd be great.
Yeah, and a big shout out to Magnus and his daughter. He's out in Europe right now visiting family.
Oh,
and,
nice.
Just having a good vacation, well earned.
Mm-hmm.
And we just really look forward to having him back in the station. He's the station manager here. Big shout out to Carnivar. He's the music coordinator here. And also Jesse. I think he's the production coordinator now.
I think so.
And also Daniel. He's our journalist. And some of the interns out there that are helping us reshape all our computers out there and get them all running and rolling properly.
Mm-hmm.
So we thank them for showing up and doing all the work here and doing a lot of volunteer stuff too. So, and Graham, and also Jacob, and he's got the art show coming up soon.
Right.
So, big shout out to all those people, and we thank them all for being here and just helping us keep the programs going and helping us here at Free Voices in all our programming and interviews and everything technical that needs to be done and get done to make it all run smooth.
Mm.
And I thank you for joining us too. And
it's always nice to get up the hill.
It's
a pleasure.
So anyways, we're gonna have to say bye to everybody. And we welcome you back next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, to Free Voices. Join us again.
Free voices, free choices.
Yes, absolutely. And so we're going to say bye to everybody, and we're going to end it with some Elephant Tree and their song, Aphotic Blues. So let's have a listen to that, and enjoy, everybody. Have a great week and weekend.
Bye for now.
Sorry, I cut you off there.
It's okay. I'll forgive you this time.